Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can certainly visit us on the web. Our web address, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpagency@gmail.com. That's mvpagency@gmail.com. Now, with recent developments, last week we had shared a podcast in hopes of helping you remember the common sense so that you don't get colds and flus and with COVID-19 being all over the news. Last week we had shared with you common sense tips on, you know, keeping yourself safe. This week I wanted to talk a little bit more because as with last week's episode, a whole lot of things have changed in our country. As of today, many colleges around the country are going to online or virtual teaching. They will not meet in classrooms. Students will have to get on their laptops or on their smartphones and pretty much telecommute to their classes. The government is recommending nobody go on any cruises or any areas where you're going to be in a confined space with a lot of people. There are concerts being postponed, St. Patrick's Day parades being canceled, just a lot of things going on. NBA has postponed all their games. There are now two players on the Utah Jazz that have tested positive for COVID-19. So it's been a really big thing. And I read an article recently about the South by Southwest festival. And if you're not familiar with South by Southwest is, it's a an artists conference or festival. You know, musical artists, media artists, computer games, just a whole huge event, kind of like E3 or the Consumer Electronics Show, but this is for media artists, really. They've been doing it for 34 years, and this year they have had to cancel. Big names that were supposed to be at the conference, like Facebook, Intel, TikTok, and Twitter, they had all pulled out. And then it got to a point where they just decided they were going to have to cancel the event. Now, they did purchase event insurance, according to the article. I mean, they had, you know, for natural disasters, terrorism, you know, a whole slew of other things that they had coverage for, but they did not purchase the communicable disease buyback endorsement. So, unfortunately, they would have not been covered for anybody that contracted COVID-19 at their conference. And many insurance companies around the world are removing that communicable disease buyback endorsement from their event insurance policies, just because the likelihood of somebody contracting COVID-19 at a huge event or festival like South by Southwest is much greater. So they've eliminated that or put a moratorium on the purchase of a communicable disease endorsement. Now, this begs the question, if you're going on vacation, if you're going to take a cruise, if you're going to go to like a Sandals resort or an all-inclusive resort somewhere, and this COVID-19 happens to, you know, make you very concerned about taking that cruise or going to that all-inclusive resort or taking that vacation, what kind of repercussions do you have, or not repercussions, but what kind of recoverability do you have on your what you paid out on your vacation? Well, you can purchase what's called trip cancellation insurance, and it's highly recommended that you purchase this from the particular vendor that you're going through, because they're going to have the best plans available and usually the lowest rates as well. I could probably find a market for trip cancellation insurance, but it would take me a little bit, and the pricing may be a bit more than what you could get through a travel agency or a cruise line or something like that, because these cruise lines, I mean, thousands upon thousands of people every year take these cruises, so they have a whole huge pool of potential insureds that they can pull from. So of course the insurance companies that do these trip cancellation insurance plans offer them the best rates, because the likelihood of one of their travelers purchasing through this particular insurance company is going to be much greater, so that's how they kind of work that. Now, I found an article from a blog or a website called Trip Savvy that not only talks about trip cancellation insurance, but this website also has lots of tips and articles having to do with travel. So certainly recommend that you check that out. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, on the blog post for today, I will have a link to the article for Trip Savvy. I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click through to that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening to this later on, and when you go to the blog, the article is not there, easy enough, just in the upper right of the blog, you're going to see a search archive, and just type in there trip cancellation insurance, and it'll pull up the blog post for this particular podcast. Now, when it comes to standard trip insurance, trip cancellation insurance, they cover death of a traveler, travel companion, immediate family member. So, you know, if you happen to pass away, your spouse would be able to, you know, cancel the plan and get a majority of the money back. If your spouse or travel companion happens to pass away, again, you'll be able to do that. Or immediate family member. So we're talking about a mother, father, a son, or daughter. If they were to pass away, that's a valid excuse for you to incorporate the trip cancellation insurance. Accidental injury immediately before or on their way to departure. So if, like, the week before you're supposed to leave on the trip, you fall down some stairs and break your leg in three places and you need major surgery, you know, if you you know, get in a car accident on your way to the airport, you know, talking about something that's going to prevent you from going on the trip, you'll be able to cancel the plan. An unforeseen natural weather occurrence at the destination. So if there's like a hurricane happening in, you know, near Hawaii or near you know, Costa Rica or wherever you happen to be traveling, you know, you're traveling to Mexico, or you're going to get on a cruise ship out in California, and they've got, you know, earthquakes and mudslides and things that would hamper or prohibit the docking of a cruise ship for you to be able to get on. Those would be things that would be covered by the trip cancellation insurance. This one is an interesting one. A legal obligation such as jury duty or a witness at a trial. So if you happen to have jury duty, something that you can't get out of, if you're going to be a witness as a part of a lawsuit, you know, those types of things, any legal obligation you may have would allow you to turn in a claim for trip cancellation. Now, most standard trip cancellation insurance plans exclude employment obligations. So if your boss comes to you and say, hey, I know you asked for next week off to go on your cruise, but unfortunately, Jim and Bob quit. I am shorthanded and I need you. Unfortunately, trip cancellation insurance won't cover that. Unexpected life events such as pregnancy or illness. So if you're pregnant and you're going to have the baby, that's not enough to cancel it. If you just got a cold, or again, if you happen to contract COVID-19, it's not going to cover you. Other personal situations that may prevent travel, and again, this is a standard trip cancellation insurance plan, all right? Other personal situations that may prevent travel, you know, you have a water leak in your house, it needs to be taken care of, you just got robbed, you got to deal with that, you know, life events that, you know, don't relate to any of the covered perils. So, those types of items would not be covered, okay? If you're concerned about unexpected life events or personal situations that may result in a cancellation of your trip, you may want to look into the cancel for any reason buyback option that could be available on your trip cancellation insurance plan. Again, this is a buyback, so you would have to pay additional money for this particular endorsement or buyback, as they call it in this lingo, which would allow you to cancel at basically any time. It says here that you must be purchased within 2 to 3 weeks of initial deposit of payment for an additional fee. So when you put your $500 down on the cruise, you would need to purchase trip cancellation insurance with the cancel at any time option right then. It's not something that a month later you can purchase. No, it's got to be done within 2 to 3 weeks of that initial deposit. Now you have to insure the entire cost of the trip. So if the entire trip costs you $3,000, you're going to have to insure the entire trip for $3,000, okay? You can't just pick and choose, I'm only going to cover the hotel or I'm only going to cover the cruise. No, you've got to cover everything. So the entire trip, if it costs $3,000, you know, you're talking about the cruise and the airline tickets and whatever else, you would have to insure it for the $3,000, okay? Now, the reimbursement would be, depending on the plan, would be between 50 and 75% of non-refundable trip costs. Now, of course, there are going to be some items that will be refundable if you have to cancel, okay? But then there are items that would not be. I would imagine that like port fees would be non-refundable. There may be a non-refundable deposit. You know, other items that may not be refundable. So you would get reimbursement between 50 and 75%. And again, it may not sound like a lot, but you know, if you're spending $3,000 to $5,000 on a trip, you know, to get $1,500, possibly $2,000 of that back, is going to be a much better option than just walking away with nothing, for sure. So definitely look into the costs when it comes to trip cancellation insurance. Again, if you're your best bet is going to be to go through the cruise line, go through the all-inclusive resort. They would have access to trip cancellation plans that you can purchase. Certainly, check a plan and make sure that they do have the cancel for any reason option. And I would highly recommend, especially if you're going on a high-dollar trip, like I said, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 to $6,000 you're going to spend on a trip, definitely buy or purchase the cancel for any reason buyback. That way, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. If something were to happen that wouldn't be covered under the original standard trip cancellation plan, the cancel for any reason would kick in, and you would at least get, you know, 50 to 75% of your money back. So it's better to get 50 to 75% of your money back than get no money back whatsoever. Again, I recommend that you go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see the Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening to this later on, easy enough. Just on that blog, you can go in the upper right to the search archive box, type in trip cancellation insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog post for this particular podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. As always, you can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, too? We've got a new email address for you. It's going to be mvpagency@gmail.com. That's mvpagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, my name is Matt. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a safe week and stay healthy. And if you're ill, stay home. Take care.